In the book of Judges, Gideon asks God how to choose his men for battle. The Lord told Gideon to take his men down to the river and have them drink. The men who flopped on their bellies and drank like dogs were no good to him. Gideon watched as some men knelt and drank with their eyes watching the horizon, spears in hand. Though they were few, those were the men he needed.
Ports, arms. Ready, aim, fire. Back, right. Ready, aim, fire.
Picasso, you gonna let me see what you're drawing?
What was that? Is she gonna be okay, Daddy? Daddy?
Forged out of the past and into the present. Into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, July 16th, 2022. I am Luigi, with the American Badger PNN. What's the show going to be today? Another Paul New Center special. I'll probably just do it every day of the drive, the donation drive, probably. I don't know if I'm able to. I may have to take a day off or two. We'll see. Going to get busy soon. And then I got a couple backup threads from people that... I know you watch my shows, you fucks. I know you do. Or did I just get on board the food thread train before it got all popular? I don't know, we'll see. But those will be the backups. Oh my gosh. Pole News Central, thank you for making easier quote. Thank you. As a state, the German Reich shall include all Germans. Its task is not only to gather in and foster the most valuable sections of our people, but to lead them slowly and surely to a dominant position in the world. Adolf Hitler. That was a great one. Yes, thank you, good. Brilliant. FBot said he donated the full amount for the site. Thank you, FBot. You are a blessed person. You are a hero. Fucking hero. So with that said, I guess we'll just get in the show today. Get right to the news. Shall we? Let's read the Jew column. Biden's transgender assistant health secretary, Rachel Levine, and gender-fluid pup handler, Sam Brinton, attend French ambassador's Bastille Day party. Ooh. Party, in quotations, was it like an orgy? Do we get pictures? Ugh. What the fuck? What in the fuck? What in the fuck? What the fuck? What is that beast? What is that? Horrible. Horrific. The 100 trillion global economy in one chart? Yeah. The United States really worth more than China? Is it? Where the fuck is Israel on this map? Here it is. 521 billion lies. It's probably what America gave them in one half of a year. New coronavirus strain causes blood clots and heart attack. What? Oh, okay, so it's the COVID that's causing the heart attacks and the blood clots and not the vaccine. Okay, good to know. Good to know. Who could have thought something like this could happen? Wow, yeah. You have to slowly roll this type of shit out to the normies so they can slowly process that they were fucking tricked and bamboozled. He talks about them marketing the new vaccine as a booster shot, not a vaccine. Weird. Yeah.
Yep, what could be causing it, guys? What could be causing it?
Canada greenlights Moderna jab for infants. Man, there was a lot of threads on poll about people that are funeral home operators. And they're getting bulk orders for children coffins. And this dude's like, I've been working in the business for 30 years. I've never seen anything like this. It's like, we could be causing it. Okay, favorite news column time. The media don't want us to know about some protests.
Yeah, what could it be? It could be food and money and inflation and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, funny how no one's talking about protests when Biden is in office, but when Trump was in office, everyone's like, protest,
destabilization around the globe. It's all Trump's fault. It's all Orange Man. It's all the Orange Man.
Meanwhile, we're on the verge of World War III, and no one gives a fuck. My God, this article is so huge. I'm not reading it. Something, something, something. The U.S. labor market is in shambles. Inflation has skyrocketed to a 40-year high at 9.1%. Bullshit, 9.1%. That fucker's double digits now. Everyone knows it's double digits. They're gonna raise rates by double digits. I better crash the fucking stock market. I've been fucking waiting. They better jack those rates. Better jack them up. Crash that motherfucker to the ground. No survivors. Putin bans cryptocurrency. Dumb. But China did the same thing. It's because the Jews control it.
The Jews control everything relating to shekels. Those motherfuckers. The banks dumped all their money in there. They tricked all the goyim.
He just wants people to not pay in crypto, to pay in actual currencies. Which is probably smart because the ruble is incredibly strong right now. And just getting stronger. If anything, it's too strong. Too strong. U.S. to launch mental health and suicide prevention hotline. Okay. We've had a suicide hotline forever.
What am I missing, PNC? What am I missing?
Whatever. Something transgenders. Because of the rainbow.
70% now, hopefully.
Court blocks Biden admin from punishing unvaccinated Air Force members. Good. Air Force is probably one of the better branches of the armed forces. Which I've been saying for a year, have had a recruitment problem. And I was fucking right. 100% right. I mean, it's so obvious. Why else would they be pandering so hard to the transgender community? Because they want to trick young, impressionable males, I mean females, to join the military. Oh my gosh, this dramatic moment. Hero Indiana man rescues four children and their 18-year-old sister from house fire. God, what a contrast to the damn cops that ran away from that gunman.
Are you Xavier? Hey, everybody. Get up. Medic.
I need oxygen. Walk across the
street. Is this just a regular dude? What? I thought this was the firemen. This was just a regular man. What the fuck, dude? Damn, what a hero. That is so dangerous too. It says he was driving by the house and noticed that their porch was covered in flames, so he pulled into their driveway. Jesus. Dude, anybody else would just keep driving. They wouldn't give a fuck. You know, the normies would just keep fucking driving. They don't give a fuck. And the Karen mom would be like, well, what's that? What's going on there? Well, pretty house fire. That's what Karen would be doing. Goddamn 4 IQ normies. Says he saved 5 people. And he fucked his arm up like he broke... He had a serious injury to his right arm and they were tourniqueting it. So possibly broke. Oh, definitely looks like it's like something happened.
Dude, what a chat.
What a chat. Says in order to get out of the house, he had to break through a second story window and jump with the child in his arms. You gotta be kidding. What? He landed on his right side with the child in his left and suffered injuries to his back, arm, and ankle. The child suffered minor injuries. Dude, what a chat, bro. God, that's... God, you're bringing a tear to my eye, bro. Bring a tear to my eye. You're bringing a tear to my eye, bro. Oh my God. Jesus, man. Heroic. He was airlifted to the hospital. Jesus. They better not charge him any money. They better not charge that goddamn hero any money. Dude, they would get such flack. Dude, he's just like a normal dude. He's just a normal dude. Here's him with all the firefighters. Dude, he's chubs as fuck, dude. Goddamn based. Based. Fuck yeah, give that guy a medal or something. Fucking goddamn. You're gonna GoFundMe. Even better. This incident almost brought me to tears. Exactly, dude. Bringing a tear to my goddamn eye. Goddamn this propaganda. Love it. Fucking love it. Okay, nignog news time. Bam-a-lam-a-lam. Fixed. Bam-a-lam-a-lam. Done. Now you can see. Fixed. Award-winning LGBT activist charged with child pornography. Wow, who could have guessed? Who could have fucking guessed? Who could have fucking guessed? Drag queen who goes by the stage name of Anastasia Diamond. Anastasia. Jesus. Look at that thing. Look at that thing. This dude says soon America will vote a transsexual president. Oh God, I hope not. Please no. Yeah, like we need to give that mentally unstable person the fucking nuke codes. God, smart. Fuck flip-flopping back and forth. It's too much work. Anti-woke comic book defies cancel culture, earns $1.7 million in 4 days. PNC, you gotta be talking about the Ripaverse, bro. You definitely talk about the Ripaverse. Yep. You gotta be. Yep. Ripa. 100% Ripaverse. Yeah, that guy's part of the Nerdrotic group that do Nerdrotic shows. I've talked about Nerdrotic a couple times. I think I did one of his intros, maybe. But basically, it's just a Nignog making an anti-woke comic book company. And he put up all his own money. He put up $200,000 of his own money. And he invested it in this project. So, I mean, he's putting his money where his mouth is. Trying to create something good and not woke. Like, maybe if you're tired of all this woke shit, you know. Make your own fucking comic company. Well, he's doing it. The nigga's doing it. Make your own comic book company. Okay. I will. Wow. So happy you talked about that, PNC. Really cool. Really cool. You caught that one. I won't read it because it's, you know, it's niggers, but I guess that's what the Nignog column is for. Something about reopening borders. Don't care. Something about Meghan Merkel. I don't care. Don't care. But that's Nignog news. I did care about the anti-woke comic book. I did care about that. Great. Top quality, Porn News Central. Top quality. And the last of the Skittles thread. Hoost Wolf Blitzer. You still can't even see it. God damn this. So much work. I put too much work in. Saudi diplomat refuses to commit to boosting oil production. Claims increasing production won't really help U.S. gas prices. Wow. Biden went over there and prostrated himself, got on his knees, begged, and the dude said, fuck you. Love it. Think he'd say no to Trump? I don't think so. Think he would have said yes to Trump. I'm pretty sure Trump literally asked them to increase oil production once, and they did. So, I mean, historically, they did say yes to Trump. They said no to Biden. So, just how it went. That's how reality turned out to be. Sorry, leftists. Ricky Martin accused of incest by his nephew, who claimed they had a relationship for 7 months, and he attacked him physically and psychologically. Singer could face up to 50 years.
Wow. Is that him? God, he's old. Weird. Buff. Strange. Just fight him off, bro. Push him away. Push him away. Look at the... Ugh. Fucking faggots. I really love that song that he did. Living the Vida Loca. I guess we gotta listen to it while we do the story, don't we? Look at that shoulder. Look at that shoulder. That shoulder is dressed up in leather. Ricky Martin's so skinny now. What happened? He used to have a little chub on him. $85 million albums. Wow. They were all for this song right here. Wow, it came out on The View or something in 2000. Fuck The View. To all those that say innocent until proven guilty, that's not how it works in the USA. Kinda true. He makes a good point. In his wall of text. Okay, enough of that. Done. Go diddle a kid. Go diddle another kid, Ricky. Some drug lord was captured in Mexico? Okay. And now your entire platoon of police will be randomly murdered by the cartel. Have fun. And then the faces will be skinned off and played with. India reports first case of monkeypox. Oh, I'm shaking in my boots. I'm shaking in my boots. Too bad I don't fuck guys in the ass. Too bad. I might give a fuck. Okay, we'll move on to the backup threads. Look at this, guys. We got two food threads. Two of them. Wow. And these are actually good hauls. Got some good shit in here, not just processed junk. Maybe because these are actual channers doing their hauls instead of people getting it off of fucking Twitter from some Karen or plebit. Okay, so 78.25. Most expensive thing was the sliced turkey. At $5 a pound. Mmm. We got Smithfield bacon. I can't tell what this is. It looks like some sort of meat. Small mini potatoes. Good. Dressing. Eh. Make your own dressing. Make your own. Both of these. Make your own. So easy. Make your own. Tastes better. Very simple. Then he has croutons. Probably for his salad. Yuck. Fucking rabbit. He's got eggs and pistachios and a butter, unsalted butter. Yum. Get salted if you're gonna put it on things. Get unsalted if you're gonna cook with it. I get both. And he got a bunch of chicken. You know, this is a good haul, dude. Fairly healthy. Fairly healthy haul. This Aussie says, I don't see any organic stuff. Have fun giving your life savings to Big Pharma. Organics. He's doing better than most, Anon, okay? He's doing better than most. Who cares that he's eating super non-organic shit? Jesus, fucking calm down. You know what's organic? My dick. This guy, like, zooms in on the chicken. It's like organic chicken. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, OP. Thank you. I did buy something organic, you piece of shit. Chicken. Yeah, you get an organic chicken. It's a fucking animal. Feed it like a ton of antibiotics and shit. Shove it in a cage. Not organic. Pay a federal inspector. Few bucks. Organic. This guy goes through and checks everything. He puts no on Smithfield bacon. Yeah, you should probably buy a different brand. That's kind of the base brand. But it's still good. I'd still eat it. Still eat it. It's not the worst brand. There's that Walmart brand, the super cheap Walmart one. Maybe this is it. I'm not sure. But it tastes like ham. Doesn't even taste like bacon. It tastes like ham. Weird. Don't taste right. It's like a post-salad thing. Meh. Whatever floats your boat. I guess we're going to the last third of the day. 48 pounds for this. How many stones or pounds or whatever? Is that good? Is that bad? Isn't the British pound worth less than American money now? Like, how's that work? We got tomato, herb, and pasta sauce. Looks like the store brand, even though I don't live there. I have no idea, but it looks just... The packaging is so shitty to be an actual brand. And then we got mushrooms. Mushrooms are good for you. Eat mushrooms. They're good. Fungus. Good fungus. Beef, chicken, pecora? What the fuck is that shit? Sounds like some foreign shit to me. Fucking red coats. We got tea cakes. What the fuck is a tea cake? It's so weird. What the fuck is a goddamn tea cake? Like a fucking cookie? It's a cookie? These look like fluffy cookies, though. Weird. Weird. Is it like a pack of cookies? We got salmon. And then this looks like processed food right here. I can't really see. It's hidden. He hid the processed food under things, so he couldn't see it. Tomato soup in a can. Got yourself some luxury soup. Brit Bong. Is that soda hidden over there? What is that? I can't even see. And I don't know what that is, so I don't live in Europe. So. Rump steak. Diapers. Or are those diapers or those wipes? I have no clue. Oh, wife and three kids. Definitely diapers. Diapers and wipes. Chunky battered fillets. Yeah, this guy likes fish, but this is fish I could probably stomach down. And a few veggies. He has like a zucchini. Like a single zucchini. Hate zucchini unless you put in a soup or something. And celery. Zero calorie celery. You have to spend more energy chewing the shit. Tastes good in soups, though. And peppered chicken with celery. Yum. Delicious. That's a good haul. And I'm speaking to someone who's lived over Eastern Europe. Yeah, for $50, that's pretty damn good. If you're not lying. I feel like I could get this much for 50, maybe. The meat may cost a bit more. I don't know. Fish costs more here in America, I think. It'd probably be cheaper for me just to get actual beef. Which I would get. Because it just tastes better. Sue says, holy shit, there's no vegetables at all. Yeah. Get some veggies, bro. Some broccoli. Get some onions. How do you not have any onions, at least? Onions and potatoes are my damn weakness. Love those two things. Yeah, this dude says a sack of rice, some veggies, and chicken would have been better and cheaper. Yeah, rice, chicken, veggies, yes. Totally agree. As Brit Bong says, I'd go to the local butchers and spend twice that on fresh beef, lamb, chicken, and eggs. The rest goes to Greek yogurt, cheese, local honey, beef tallow to fry in. Do beef tallow? You get beef tallow? Oh, dude, that's what McDonald's used to fry their fries in. Ah, it's so delicious. Man, you guys don't even know what McDonald's fries used to be like. They used to be godlike. Think they're godlike now? You don't even know what trans fat is, motherfuckers. You don't even know. Don't even know how unhealthy things can be. My kids will grow up like Mongol warriors. I need to find a big, tall Mongolian woman to bear me some sons, and I can get started. Yes, Adnan gets it. This Brit Bong says all those jars and ready meals and pre-prepared processed crap. Sort out your wife, mate. Yeah. Baked beans. Like, just make your own beans, bro. Beans are easy to make. I make them almost like, God, I make beans like 3 times a week. I love beans, namely pinto beans. I love pinto beans. Good. So delicious. This dude says, kids, lollies, tea cakes. Literally a handful of veggies, no fruit. Shit comfort food. But I bought a filet. You are a terrible parent, and you should have your kids removed, you absolute bit bum. You know, if your wife could cook, there'd be lots of veggies and they would taste delicious. Because she would know how to prepare them correctly and smother them in butter. Lots of butter. Dude says chicken, veg, spices, sauces, porridge, honey. It's all you need, faggot. Yeah, man, you could just live on chickens, on chickoos. Yeah, chicku is delicious. Chickoos are delicious. Delicious creatures. I bet T-Rexes tasted very similar to chickens. I bet T-Rexes tasted delicious. I want to eat a T-Rex. They need to clone a T-Rex so I can eat it. I want to eat that motherfucker. I want to hunt it. I want to kill it. And I want to eat it. I want to eat that motherfucker thing. Probably tastes like chicken. Literally. I think T-Rexes had feathers like chickens. I think they moved like chickens too. Because the chickens and T-Rexes are just very similar to me, I think. In movies, they should have the head move around like a chicken head. Because it is freaky and scary. I think it would add to the horrific nature of the T-Rex. Or it would just make it incredibly funny. Maybe it'd be good. Maybe it'd be a good thing. Anyways, that's pretty much it, guys. That's everything. That's the show. Bill Gates plans to give away virtually all his billions. Whatever, Bill. Your wife already took like over half of it. Or half of it, or a quarter of it, whatever, something like that. Your wife took a bunch of it. She didn't do shit. Took it. And you bought so much damn farmland, Bill. You have so much farmland. What are you planning? What are you planning, Bill? What are you planning? Tell me. Tell me, Bill. I will get it out of you, Bill. If I have to pie you in the face, I will get it out of you. I ain't doing that. The dude that pied him in the face got like 2 years in prison. Don't fuck with rich-ass people. You don't touch them. You don't touch them. They have lots of money. Don't touch them. They have lots of money. He could shit out more money in a second than you're worth. Oh, guys, we got new Natalie pictures, too. We got new Natalie pictures. Oh, we got new Natalie pictures. Look at that. That is Pregger Natalie Lowly right there. That is Preg Natter Lowly. Am I even allowed to show this? Am I allowed to show this? Shh. Shh. Don't tell anybody. Shh. Not allowed to show the lowlies. Shh. Is she preggers? Yes. We'll get to the bottom of it, Hunter. We'll get there. We'll figure it out. Natalie. Feeling how bad things really are. Yes, that moment. Love it. This is a new one, too. Great. Great, Nat. Great. You're so smooth, Nat. You're so smooth. Incredible. I can't wait till we get more cute Nat pictures. That's probably a good one to end it on the Nat. The Natalie's. It's a good one. Okay, guys, I love you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Hey, Jim Carrey. Yes.
What?
I've covered a lot of fashion weeks. This is the first time I've run in to Jim Carrey. Wait, tell me, is it true you're wandering the streets? You need a date to the party? What's up?
No. I'm doing just fine. I just, there's no meaning to any of this. So I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join, and here I am.
They're celebrating.
I mean, you got to admit, it's completely meaningless.
Well, they say they're celebrating icons inside.
Celebrating
Do you believe
icons.
In icons,
boy, that is just the absolute lowest aiming, you know, possibility that we could come up with. It's like icons. What do you believe in icons? I don't believe in personalities. I don't believe that you exist, but there is a wonderful fragrance in the air.
You don't believe certain icons have the power to make change, to think differently, to be bold, to inspire others? Artistry, you're one of them.
On the good foot. Ha! Yeah. You shut it down now. Yeah, no, I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personality, beyond invention and disguise. beyond the red S that you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off. I believe that it's deeper than that. I believe we're a field of energy dancing for itself. And I don't care.
But Jim, you got really dressed up for the occasion. You look good.
No,
was
I didn't.
Was that an
get
accident?
I didn't get dressed
Who
up.
Who did?
There is no me.
There's no you.
No.
We're not here. This is a dream.
There's just things happening. And there are clusters of tetrahedrons moving around together.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's happening in our world right now? Because there is a lot of news that actually is relevant that's not that
Here's
uplifting.
The thing. It's not our world.
None
that's
of this is
key.
Real?
Nope.
So you're just passing
We don't
through.
Matter. We don't matter.
Oh, wow.
There's the good news.
Okay.
Oh, shit.